Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and 19 to 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them, and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 1 to 9. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the guard. Thus says the Lord who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city and the houses of the kings of Judah that were torn down to make a defense against the siege mounds and against the sword. They are coming to fight against the Chaldeans, and to fill them, and with the dead bodies of men whom I shall strike down in my anger and my wrath, for I have hidden my face from this city because of their evil. Behold, I will bring it to health and healing, and I will heal them, and reveal to them abundance of the prosperity and security. I will restore the fortunes of Judah and the fortunes of Israel, and rebuild them as they were at first. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me. I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. And this city shall be my name of joy, a praise and glory before all the nations of the earth, who shall bear all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and prosperity I provide for it. Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but as much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith. I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you should be glad and rejoice with me. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2 and 19 to 29, Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 1 to 9, and Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. And in our reading from Philippians today, it is entitled, Do Everything Without Grumbling. Here we go, right? You know, I really got to do this. Oh, man, I don't want to. We human beings, we love our grumbling. Yeah, remember that? Sergeant comes in, tells you to do something. Of course, we had the E4 Mafia. We were really good at hiding. But this is talking about doing God's work. And we're not just in the presence, what we do in the presence of someone. It's what we do in the presence when people aren't around. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, verse 14. So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in the warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. That's verse 15. And here we have some metaphors. shine among them like stars in the sky. In the old world, back then, we did not have what is known as the light noise. We have now, you try to go out and look at the stars here in the city, and it's much different than if you drive up a couple hours east of here and get up in the mountains, in the Sierra Nevada mountains, and look at the stars. Same stars, but because you have that light noise around you from the buildings and everything else, the stars are much brighter, the sky appears much darker. So this was a big thing at night. This is showing you the elevation and how you're going to be above when we become blameless and pure. Do things without grumbling. Don't argue about it. Terrible things for us to do as humans. We always want to do something our way, get a little twist into it. Wouldn't it be better if we did it this way? It goes round and round and round and round. When we do God's work, when we listen to that still small voice, when we turn around and we say, what is it God wants me to do here, and we do it willingly, we don't grumble, we don't argue. Years ago, when I got out of the Army, I went back to college. So this is the very early 90s, very late 80s, early 90s. And I was taking ethics class at the local junior college. And our professor, this is in the spring session, Professor Van Patten. And he came into class. This is the week of Valentine's Day. And he said, he'd been asked by a group to give a speech on the definition of love. What is love? What does love mean? So, of course, he asked the students, and so again, I'm pushing 30 in a class of 18, 19, and maybe a few 20-year-olds. So it was interesting because the flowers and this and that, all these, the romantic, everybody's caught in the romantic. And giving them chocolate, that junk. So he went around for a while. He came back, so he read us his talk in class. What it ended with is something that has stuck with me for the last 30-ish years. Love is putting the needs, wants, and desires of another ahead of your own willingly. That fits all four kinds of love. God does not give us chocolates and flowers, okay? Just saying. All right? So here, the word willingly. We do everything without grumbling or arguing because this is love. Love each other, love one another, as God loves you, love your neighbors, yourself. I mean, there's all these, in the New Testament, the New Covenant and all of this, the New Commandment is love, 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 love. The Episcopal presiding bishop, Bishop Curry, has made that his tenure. For the last 10 years, we're going to be electing a new bishop coming up at General Convention. And it's about love. And that changes the whole dynamic of everything we do as Christians and how we act. It's not trying to stay out of hell. That's the way I was raised. Being a Christian meant all, it was all about staying out of hell. You got to be, oh, don't screw up. Oh, don't, you know, don't do this, don't do that. Everything is sin. Everything leads to hell. Great way to live. Not so much. But when we change the narrative of what is a follower of Christ, what does a follower of Christ, the follower, like I said, in the original, when Jesus went up during the resurrection and ascension, when he sent the 70 out, they were not known as Christians. It was called the way. Are you following the way? It was a sect of Judaism at that time before the Jews said that it wasn't, and then the Romans started persecuting. Whole other story. It's love. And that love message, to walk out to someone and tell them that they're loved, to show actions of love to someone who's in a bad place, a dark place, changes lives. And now we can open up and people will turn to the way. They will want to be Christians. They will want to be like us because they see how we are loving our neighbor. We love others as God loves us. It's all about love. So when we do everything without grumbling, do everything without grumbling or arguing, we are doing this because we should be glad and rejoice. Be glad and rejoice in the love of God. And we want to share that love with those around us. Now, I ain't saying it's easy. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I am saying that is our goal. So, the challenge for today, let's go out and show someone, somewhere, some love. Amen.
A prayer for the right use of God's gifts from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, whose loving hand has given us all that we possess, grant us grace that we may honor you with our substance, and, remembering the account which we must one day give, may be faithful stewards of your bounty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with Pew Pew HQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.